Good morning again. It is 12 minutes, almost 13 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday. We're on the third Thursday of the month. I have in studio with me Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. And I didn't adjust well. Just give it a good, you know.
It won't stay where it's supposed to.
It's being stubborn. So I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with me this morning. I'm going to be better at pleasantries. Good morning. I'm usually so terrible at pleasantries. I'm like, let's get into it. We're going to talk business.
Good morning.
It's a nice sunny morning.
Yes,
in clear. Holmes County.
Yep.
Ta-da!
I got out here and I could see the moon. The sun hadn't peeked up over the horizon yet, but it looks like it probably is about ready to come across if it's not already. So
yeah, that's why the blinds are still closed.
If you're driving east, pay attention. It's going to be
bright,
glaring. Yep.
I don't think there's
any clouds up there, but
no, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice day. Thankfully, I finally hit one.
You could go like, I wear my sunglasses driving east.
Instead of wearing my raincoat, I wore my sunglasses this morning, but don't fret, the rain's coming. I'm sure it'll be here sometime in the next few days. Tonight?
Potentially.
Oh, man. Well, see, it is what it is. At least maybe we'll get today.
Yes. Today is supposed to be nice.
I need to do some work at my house. I got to dig some things out, and I really don't like digging into mud. So,
but it makes it easier.
No, not necessarily. Last thing I need is for my tractor to get stuck in the mud. That'd be no fun.
You don't own a tractor unless you've got it stuck in the mud at least once.
I don't need to do that. I'm okay without doing that. So maybe I just won't say I own a tractor. I don't know.
I don't own a tractor, so I have no idea. I've never owned a tractor. I live in town.
Yeah, it's fun. Like last time we were talking about me driving the equipment for the street department, this is where I get to practice my skills. After I get this done, I'll let the administrator know that I should be fully qualified to operate anything the village owns after this. So
I almost see Nate shaking his head right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty low on the list of people that's going to be driving the equipment. So
true story. But on another note, how are things in Millersburg?
They're good. Things are coming around. I guess I totally didn't even pay attention this morning if the sidewalk, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is doing their construction downtown, so the sidewalk's a little diverted. But I don't think that's made any major issues. Just a word to the wise, people were walking on the street, walking around the fencing, you know, just really pay attention. Downtown, that intersection is pretty crazy anyway, so if you can cut across the street and use a different sidewalk, that's the best thing to do. Would not advise walking in the street down there.
No, zero stars. Do not recommend.
Yeah. So, but no, things are going good. They're working on the long project of getting that pole moved, East Jones Street and Worcester Road.
Right across from Village Motors for those of us who do not work under road names.
Sorry.
We need locations. It's the pole on the island.
it's the pole that's kind of out in the middle of the street, and they're going to get rid of that. They're slowly working at getting that moved. Once that's done, that'll be a nice thing to get rid of.
A nice smooth intersection then.
Yep. It's kind of weird. Sometimes you look at where they put the poles and wonder what they're thinking. It is what it is. I'm not one that engineers how lines need to run, where poles need to be.
But traffic patterns were different when they were put in.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. And definitely traffic flow. With having the Sunshine Villa and out on Quinn Circle now, there's probably more traffic in that intersection now than what there was whenever that pole originally was put in. So, kind of like a lot of things, people aren't able to estimate what it's going to be like in the future.
So they do what they can while they got it.
So you make your changes as you go along. But once that gets taken care of and that gets all cleared out and all blacktop, it'll be a nice addition, fix
adjustment.
For the village. Adjustment. There it is.
Woo!
We'll wait and see what the summer leads brings in. South of town, ODOT did a bunch of tree removals which is nice. I drive that way pretty much every day, so it is nice having some of those trees cleared out, get that cleaned up. So, and ODOT, I know, is working several different places, has different plans throughout the summer. And
it's not going to be a fun time this summer. I got to call ODOT yet and talk to their person to get us a nice little summary, but it's not going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it could be worse. Could be, you know, like the mega orange barrels up around and watch the Cleveland news, and they talk about closing this ramp, and this is closed, and that's closed, and then, you know, they have the accidents. Like, I think yesterday morning, part of 71 was closed. So, you know, just a bigger scale, larger detours. But it's everywhere. It is the season. Orange barrel season even comes
it's
around
the
to small towns.
It's the state flower, don't you know?
Yeah, it's. But it even, you know, even affects the little places like us.
And the village is going to be doing their own projects this summer. So I think the downtown project is planned for this summer
right.
as well.
I'm not sure when that is. It's the sidewalk thing.
So that'll cause some...
Yeah, that will be an interesting...
that'll cause an interesting time.
Last year, Worcester, I think it was last year, Worcester did part of their sidewalks. And it was kind of a mess down there. Going downtown to eat. But now that it's done, it definitely looks nice. And I'm not sure what our plans are as far as, you know, Worcester put in brick and things like that. I'm not sure what we're doing. That's not exactly my
expertise.
Need to know right at the moment.
You'll just need to know when it comes to the traffic.
Yeah, it'll muck things up. But like everything else, you know, give it time, get it done, and things will hopefully be a lot better afterwards.
For sure. So it's all the things. It's spring in Holmes County. It's all the things. You know, I've noticed an increase in people being around because tourist season is increasing. We're getting into, you know, the kids being outside more, and, you know, they're doing some initiatives to increase use of the parks. And so paying attention is more important than ever as you head through the town
to
the village.
Yeah. You know, Clay Street Park is on Clay Street there. It's definitely getting more populated as the days get nicer. Kids get more of a itch to be outside. Along Glen Drive, Deer Run Park, the ball fields, basketball courts and that in there. Definitely see an uptick in people being around. So, you know, you use your senses, pay attention, you know,
drive
watch
the
your
speed.
And definitely be watching for those stray balls, stray kids running out in the streets.
Pets.
Things like that. So it is just kind of one of those things whenever we first, you know, days like or times like this where it's nice a day and then kind of cruddy for a few days. You don't get the onslaught of every day somebody being at the park, somebody being, you know, around. But as things get nicer, which it's going to do, just pay more attention.
It is so important. You're in town. It should be expected. You never know what's going to happen, who's going to pull out where, you know, from what parking place, whether they can see. So you got to follow the markings on the streets, follow the street signs, listen to the lights, and just pay very close attention.
Yeah. You know, stay off your phone. That's a big thing. Stay off your phone while you're driving. You know, it's one of those things. It's law. But you know, for so long, people were able just kind of do as they pleased. You know, not necessarily that, but you know, for the most part, wasn't something that was really, you know, get the enforcement, things like that. And that's all changed. You know, traffic is way too busy. If you can use hand free in your car, by all means, that's what you need to be using. You know, whether it's playing music, things like that, just, you know, do that, get your music playing before you leave, wait until you stop. But there again, you know, you catch the occasional person that's paying attention to other things other than the traffic lights, and then people get, you know, get the honk, and then somebody else honks, and you know, there's no reason. Just pay attention while you're driving to what you need to pay attention to while you're driving. Traffic signals, other traffic, pedestrians. There's a handful of things more than a handful of things that you need to watch for anyway, let alone putting the additional, you know, what
check
radio,
your Facebook status, yeah, what's going on.
What's going on the web, what's going on Facebook, click a picture and Snapchat this. Or
so you just aged yourself right there. You called it the web. Yeah. Is it, nobody calls it that anymore.
Well, you know, you still have www, which is World Wide Web the last time that I looked. So, yes, it is what it is.
Hey, I still use hashtag and I make the little symbol. So I got called out for that weeks ago.
I'm not a hashtag person, so I'm not definitely not up on all the jargon.
Pound. I'll say pound and people will be like, what are you talking about? It's the hashtag. All right. Well, we will have more here with Chief Shaner from Millersburg Police Department. We're going to take a little break. And we're going to check in with the hometown calendar here on WKLM. I'm just hitting all the wrong buttons here, turning things off when I should be turning them on when I should. Eventually, you know, you'd think 7 years in, I would know what buttons to push here. But we are in the second half of the 7 a.m. hour. I've got Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner here in studio on a sunshiny day. So usually it's doing some sort of weathering, but today it is a great day. And we were kind of chatting during ABC News here a little. I always bring up ideas and things that I see in here because, you know, you have some things you want to talk about, you know, that do the village. We always, you know, talk about the state of, you know, traffic in the village and stuff. But, you know, I'll just randomly throw ideas off the wall and then like spaghetti, we'll see if it sticks. And I was telling him during ABC News about a story I was reading on Yost page, on our Attorney General Yost page. And it was about an elderly woman in her 70s whose computer said, oh, you've been hacked. Pay us this much money in cryptocurrency. She pays it and realizes, oh, no, it's a scam. They actually she paid like $41,750 in cryptocurrency to these people saying they were Microsoft. And they were the BCI has a unit that does like electronic whatever. I'm not looking at the story. I'm remembering this from yesterday, so bear with me. They were able to get her like $36,500 back of the 41. But I was talking to the guys. I was like, there's got to be some way we can warn folks that if they think they're being scammed, they can call you. Like if you're a Millersburg resident, you can call the police department and report that, hey, somebody's trying to do this.
Yeah.
And you should report it.
And we do. We get, you know, the scams, you see them on the Facebook postings and different things, different agencies. You know, for a while there was one where people were calling and saying they were with the sheriff's office. You know, and we do. We get phone calls, people asking, hey, does this sound like a scam? And, you know, we tell them, yep, it sounds like a scam to me. You know, don't do that. And ask them, you know, did you give any information? And of course, you know, the rules always apply. Don't give any personal information. You know, if you're looking at your email and you see an email and the title of the email, I don't know if that's right. The subject of the email.
There you go.
That's it. Looks like it's a scam or something like that. You know, don't even open it because some of the computer viruses, just opening the email then affects your computer. There used to be years ago, a window would pop up on your computer while you're on the web, because back then everybody called it the web. And it would say, you know, this is the IRS or somebody, FBI, you know, your sensitive information's escaped. Please click this link and verify, blah, blah, blah. If you know, hey, we're the IRS and you owe back taxes. We're looking for you. We're coming for you. You know,
I've thought that one multiple times. I got phone calls about that. You owe the IRS. I'm like, no, I do not.
Yeah. So, you know, the people are creative in the ways they come up with scams. You know, and unfortunately, there's people that, you know, that fall for it.
They're not tech savvy.
Not intentionally. You know, there's always the one where, hey, your family member's in jail. They're calling for, you know, for bail money, this, that, and the other.
And AI is making that one even harder now.
Right. It doesn't take much. And that's why, you know, like, if you don't recognize the phone number that's calling on your cell phone, or if you have caller ID on your landline, if you have a landline, don't even answer it, because they have systems where they can record things just from you, you know, answering and saying hello or yes or no. And then with this AI, they come up with a whole new thing, and you're like, it's your voice talking.
I had that over the summer. I had a call where it was me talking to me and saying it's me from the future. So that's right. Legit.
So yeah,
not that call, but
yeah, it's just, people are everybody's so creative. You know, and it's bad, because you would think creativity would be a good thing.
If used however, in the right purpose.
Yeah, however, this is the evil creativity. So you just really have to be careful. And if you have any doubts, contact your local law enforcement, whether it's us, the sheriff's office, wherever you live. Call us and let us know. But don't give out, you know, personal information. Don't go down to Walmart and buy gift cards.
They will. You will never use gift cards as an official payment for anything.
That doesn't work. And some of the stores like Walmart are now kind of watching. We've gotten calls from Walmart and says, hey, you know, this elderly person's here and they bought like $5,000 worth of gift cards, and you know they're gonna try to get them to so and so. They say they need to do this, so we'll go down and we'll talk to them. And it's just really sad that people get taken advantage of like this, because
could be their life savings.
Yeah, their life savings. And nowadays, let's face it, money is hard to get.
That's always told. Money don't grow on trees.
Yeah, keep it. Keep your money.
It's also hard with spoofing, because right. Like they can make it look like it's your loved one's number. So always, if you're like, wait a minute, I didn't know my granddaughter was in Mexico, you know, text them, call them, you know, say, hey, hold on, and like call them back. Like
call them from your contacts, not from that's popping up. Look on your phone and find them in your phone contacts and call from there. Don't do the whatever the call that came in. Normally, like I've noticed with my phone, I've had spoof calls and it's not shown the contact number, but I recognize the number. It doesn't show the contact person, but it shows the number. And then, like I said, I went into my contacts and called that person. Was like, did you just call me? And they're like, nope. Because there is the occasional, they call them misdials. It happens, but normally, if one of your contacts is calling from their actual phone, it's going to show up. If you have John saved in your phone and John calls from his phone, that's what's going to show up. If John's number shows up, but it doesn't show that it's John's calling, good chance that it's a spoof. And they have so many of those things going on. Text messages. I'll get to every now and then get a text message that says, hey, what are you doing? And I block the number, during elections.
I will check and see, though, because sometimes it's just because I don't remember giving my number to somebody.
Or they
changed their number and didn't tell me.
if that's all they ever, send is like, yeah, I don't have any friends or people that I would know that would send me a text that says,
hey, keep that sending.
What are you doing? And usually it's, there's more in the subject and I go from there. So, but it's like, during election season, you get tons of
inundated.
Yeah. Instead of spam phone calls, now I get spam text messages.
Hey, David.
Yeah. And I block them, go to the block list so that it doesn't come through.
So what I've learned is there's these sites where you can like look up your phone number and it shows who all has had your phone number for like years back. So like I've always wondered why I keep getting all these texts for David. Well, I've had my phone number since 2003. So I've had my phone number for
a while,
but apparently this old guy in Florida had my number first. And his name was David, and I've actually had really rude telemarketers call when I say I'm not him, and then they ask who I am, and I'm like, I ain't telling you, duh. Like, but, so you can go in and clean your number off of there, and that helps a little bit to get some of this to stop.
Yeah.
But it's the police will never ask you for money or gift cards get you out of a warrant that's not how warrants work.
We don't do that on the side of the road. You know, if we stop you, some people are still like, you know, hey, can we make a payment? We don't accept payments, you know, on the road. We don't call and tell you, hey, you owe this much money. It's not that way. You know, normally if there's a warrant for you, I'm not going to say you would never get a phone call, but normally
it's not how that works.
Yeah,
normally they're not going to offer you to pay to get out of it.
You know, there's something coming. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, if an officer would go try to serve a warrant, they might leave their business card on the door. You call in and they would let you know, hey, come in, whatever. You know, that's just not our practice. We don't do that. You know, even if you had an OR bond, a recognizance bond, a signature bond, we're not going to call you and say, hey, guess what? You know,
ta-ta-da.
You do this, we can just do this over the phone, take care of that. It doesn't work that way. You know, it just doesn't. And if you ever get the phone call that it's your loved one that's in jail and needs the bond money, ask them where they're at. And tell them you want to call, you'll call and figure out how to do it, you know, the appropriate way. Don't do it, you know, over the phone or just blindly send money to a certain web address. There, I said it again. Internet? What's new?
The internet? I don't know. At any rate, so we had a story the other day where the Lorain County Jail had a recall several days back now. People are calling and saying that they're from the Lorain County Jail and you can get your loved one out early if you pay us in these gift cards.
Oh,
that's also not how that works.
Yeah, that doesn't work either. it's just, and there's so many different things.
They need to use their creativity for good.
Yeah, you know, there's the, and then you have the mix of,
well, we used to have the Prince Ali Ababwa is wanting to give you is an inheritance, yeah, and all you have to do is send $1,000 to facilitate the transfer, and that used to come via email and fax.
Yeah, I get the I get the fax at the office. I'm so and so. I might be your long lost relative, and I'm, you know, somewhere, and it's like, okay,
nope.
I'm really thinking that's not probably happening. So.
As much as I want a rich relative somewhere to all of a sudden decide they want to give me everything that they have, I know that is generally not likely going to happen.
Yeah, and if you have to pay $5,000 to get $5 million, although it sounds like a really good deal, it's probably not happening. You should not have to pay money to get that. You know, if you play the lottery and you spent $5,000 on lottery tickets, then maybe you might win $5 million. I don't know, but
technically there you're buying.
Yeah, you're not going to get a phone call that says, hey, you're the grand prize winner. We just need this amount of money before we can send you this big jackpot. That's not how that works. So, you know, and the problem is people get caught up in these and then they get embarrassed and they don't want to say anything.
Don't be. Just,
you know,
call.
It happens. Let us know. Let a family member know. Let us know, because not only, you know, we try to keep up on what's going on. The flavor of the day on the scams, you know, and like I said, you see them on Facebook, the postings, the different ones that are going around. And there were several sheriff's offices in the area that were getting that. You know, it was supposedly like a sergeant so-and-so from
Holmes County had one,
whatever county, and you know, you need to do this. And once the agency knows, they can put the word out, hey, it's not us doing this. Don't go for that. And like I said, call and verify. Call and verify. It's the agency that they say they are, who they are, you know, where they're at. You know, now the way things are, you know, yeah, you could get somebody, you know, my officers' names are posted on our webpage. So you could get a phone call from a Chief Shainer that says, hey, you need to do this, but call the office.
And, but you hear how nice he sounds on here.
And they would be like, yeah, Chief's not doing that. So, you know, just verify things. You know, like I said, it's hard, but I'd much rather take 20 minutes of trying to verify things than, you know, have somebody send somebody $5,000 in gift cards.
And lose it forever.
Yeah, and it being gone, because more often than not, we are not able to recover that money. Now, if the Attorney General's coming up with the help of BCI, and that might help some things.
It was a rare occurrence, because they say cryptocurrency isn't supposed to be trackable, but somehow they were.
And it's hard, because people are usually out of country, which makes it very hard. You know, there used to be the Nigeria scam.
The Nigerian prince.
Yeah, and that was real hard, and we would just have to tell people, you know, sorry.
There is no Nigerian prince.
We're not going to be able to do anything with this. We document it and go from there.
And so, you know, like he said, don't be ashamed. Call the police department. Call the sheriff's department. They will be happy to help you to do something. Make a report. Do what you need to do. We're going to take a little quick break. We're going to check in with Hometown Sports, and we'll wrap up with Chief Shaner on WKLM. And we are going to do a quick little wrap here. I've had Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. I was like, what's his name?
That guy. It's on the shirt.
Right, but Chief Shaner from Millersburg Police Department. You know, sometimes names are hard.
I get it. And trust me, people see my name all the time on my uniform. I go and talk to people and have to, like, really remember names. No, it's yeah.
I've done it to pretty much everybody. I'm
way better at faces than I am at names.
True story. But a little quick wrap here before we end the hour. We talked, you know, upcoming. There's going to be a bunch of upcoming projects. There's a current project with the chamber. And, you know, paying attention. And not being afraid to report in scams. I mean, those were our big, big button items here today.
Traffic safety, paying attention is something we hit almost every time. And
it's so important.
And this time, you know, the scams. Don't be embarrassed. If you're not sure, call us and talk to somebody. You know, don't give out that important personal identification, social security number, bank accounts. Don't give any of that stuff out. That's your stuff. You've earned your money. Keep it.
Exactly. That's good closing advice. And you hear how nice Chief is. If you have a problem, just call him.
Yep, I'd gladly talk to anybody. I'd much rather talk instead of somebody coming in and saying, hey,
I lost all my money.
I just sent $5,000 to Prince wherever in Nigeria, and just come and talk to us.
Jokes on the prince. I ain't got no money to send him.
us or the sheriff's office, you know, the dispatchers talk to you if you want to talk to an officer. Let them know, and the officer can talk. We'll document the incident. Much rather document that you received the paperwork for a scam than document the incident that you sent the money to the scammers.
So don't be afraid. Give them a call. Don't let yourself be scammed. Well, thank you. Look at me. I'm getting my ending pleasantries. Thank you to Chief Matt Shaner for coming out this morning and joining with us and having a little chat this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll see you in May.
Yes.
May is always a big month. So that was Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. Look at me there. I got it. We're going to take a quick moment, and we'll be back with Hometown News.